Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome again to the Season of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We give God all praise and all honor and all glory as we are so humbled to come before him again in this time of study in his all-powerful, all-sustaining, never failing word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God as well for you taking the time to tune in and join us tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each one, every man, woman, boy, and girl that has tuned in. We give God praise for you as we continue to keep our audience lifted up in prayer. We also thank God for those that financially support this ministry as well. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we ask that you consider your financially supporting us with your tax-deductible donations. And you can do that at www.newseasonmin.org/donations. And we thank God for you. God is such a great and mighty, awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. All the time, God is good. We have a word in the house tonight, praise God, from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And it is entitled, When Jesus Goes With Us. When Jesus Goes With Us. Before we go into the study of God's word, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord in song. Then we will go to the throne of grace in prayer, And the next voice you will hear will be that of the Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God. We have a song of praise for you. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Promises that he works all things together for the good of those that love the Lord and the call according to his purpose. So that gives us assurance that no matter what we may be going through, there will be glory. Hallelujah. After this, would you join with me in prayer? Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight. We welcome your presence, Lord God. We welcome your anointing over this broadcast, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We welcome your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Allow it to rain down and resonate in and through us, Lord God. We thank you that we are covered in your precious shed blood, Lord, sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We lift up every person in our listening audience tonight and their families, Lord God, that you will meet them, Lord God, at any need they have, Father God, because your word tells us that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord. If there's any amongst them, Lord God, that needs to have healing, Lord God, of their bodies, Lord, we speak healing right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. If there is any that have a financial need, Father God, meet that need, Lord God, from your storehouse of riches, Father. We know, yes, Lord, that there is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that is impossible for you, Lord God. So we thank you that we can stand on your word, Father, with all assurance, Lord God, knowing that you are not a man that you should lie, Heavenly Father, nor the son of man that you shall repent. But your word, Lord, goes forth, Father, and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And now we ask that you anoint the man of God tonight afresh, Father God, that he will speak your word with clarity, with understanding, Lord God, with anointing and with power, Lord God, that it shall go forth, touching the hearts and minds and spirits of, Lord, those that will hear. So it will make a difference in their life, and they will be able to go forth and make a difference in this earth for the kingdom of God. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory as we ask these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah.
God bless. Thank you, my dear. God be the glory. Praise God. Praise God. To the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, bless your people to see the world on this hour, Father, Lord. There will be spiritual food to their soul, Father, Lord. We pray and thank you for your word. We yield the breath unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 To God be all the glory. We thank God for such a time as this. We thank God for all the word. We thank God for our family, Lord. Thank God for your protection, your provision, Father, each and every day. We need to thank and honor to God to be able to bring forth his holy, mighty word on this hour to the people, God, for their spiritual growth and for the spiritual insight. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing throughout this earth and doing each and every one of you all. We need to thank God for his holy word on this hour. And Lord, let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. For we may give you all the glory and all the praise. Praise your holy name.
Amen.
I'd like for you to turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Amen. And we're going to start in the 24th chapter. We're going to start in 13 verse. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Luke 24:13. And it reads, and behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad. And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Verse 19, and he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And now the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. Tell us for the day of when Jesus goes with us. When Jesus goes with us. And some of the disciples of Christ after his resurrection. Amen. And Jesus was showing himself among the people of God as he resurrected. So during this time, you know what was going on. And a lot of confusion in the air. A lot of people thought Jesus was going to be the one they're going to. So in the natural sense, they thought he'd be the one they're going to form Israel, bring forth the kingdom of God, and do all the mighty acts and defeat the Roman Empire. But that wasn't the case at that time. And so his mind was on the natural, but he was showing them the spiritual, that his resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection at the time, that will come later on in God pointing that time to come. It's going to come to pass. But at this particular time, after the resurrection, he was showing himself in different bodies to those that was around him. And he would come to some of these disciples of Christ and proud some of the monks and some of the family that Jesus had sent out. Then they heard the message of Christ and Christ's resurrection, but their hearts were broken and sad and also sore heart and believing it. So Jesus drew near to them in that conversation. And like Jesus coming to your conversation, coming to your life, amen, and share that with you, let you know what's going on. So Jesus drew near to them, and they didn't know who he were. And because they were walking. They had no SUV. They didn't have none of the signs saying, a lot of you got your day. They were just walking the side of the road. Amen. And he walked with them, talked with them, found what was going on. And in the most difficult and the most trying circumstance of our life, Christ will be with us.
Amen.
Say, we'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
So let them know that. Let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm here with you. We're here together in this. Amen.
Amen.
God was to Christ and letting you know throughout your life and throughout what you're going through, learn to trust in Jesus and learn to trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
I said, learn to trust in Jesus, no matter what you're going through, and learn to trust in God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And then God will strengthen you and lift you up in your time of need. He will be right there with you like he is with them on this very moment, this very hour. So the two men still did not understand who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him as the mighty prophet, not as the Messiah and the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
But that who Jesus is, he's the Messiah and he is the Son of God, praise God, hallelujah. So we're going on to Luke 24 and Luke 25th verse. We're going to look at another instance of what was going on in their life with them taking a walk on this road.
Amen.
Luke chapter 24, verse 25 through 27 verse.
Amen. Luke 24, verses 25, and it reads, Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart,
oh my,
to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Yes.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Amen. Praise God. So Jesus was going to give them revelation and knowledge of what was going on. Let them know who he was, what it was all about. Because they were kind of slow and they were kind of slow and upset in their mind and heart. They're a little bit disappointed, so to speak.
because what was going on. They didn't fully understand it. So Jesus, and he drew us, he's reduced to correct his followers of their misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, it is a good word to believers in the area of life to pay attention, amen, to all the word of God. Amazing. Even though they didn't have the Old Testament and the New Testament, Jesus found from Moses on down, the prophets and so forth, he's the word of God. He's the living word. Amen. He's the word of life. He's the word of God. Praise God. And the word that came flesh and dwell among us. That was Jesus Christ. So Jesus himself was letting know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's giving a special revelation here. Mm-hmm. Amen. Through the word of God from the beginning up until the time there. The resurrection. That he is the true Messiah. That he is the ruling king. That he is the one, the Son of God. He is a suffering servant, praise God. To lay his life down for you and for I, for the sins of the world. The new no sin. He became sin for us. The new no sin. By his shedding blood. Amen. The remission of our sins. So he would let the people know what was going on. And the men drew near to the destination. Christ did not force himself into that home. But he waited until they invited him in. He's been knocking the door of your heart. Won't you let him in? Won't you let him in today? Let Jesus Christ into your heart by faith, amen, into your life. You become a new creation in Christ. Today the day, now the hour. Today the day of salvation, praise God. And now the hour. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Let today be the day. You know, receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. But any men were walking, and it became crucial as part of their life what was going on. They met the Savior of the world, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they were never the same, praise God. Have you met the Savior today? Have you renewed life in Christ? If you have, you are never the same. God has doing a mighty work in you inside out, and you're doing new creation in your life through the power of God, amen? So let that work go on in your life, and Christ begin to be your Lord, your Savior from day to day. And you begin to use him in a big word, and he become in a close relationship with him. Amen. He can be the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Our hope is that this word of God will enlighten your thoughts. Amen. Will encourage your heart and your walk in Christ. Will edify your spiritual growth. Praise God.
Amen.
And they will enrich your time with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to live for him and learn more about him and his amazing faith, his amazing peace, his amazing mercy, praise God, his amazing joy, his amazing power, his amazing salvation. No other name can be saved. The name of Jesus. His amazing Holy Spirit, his amazing word, his amazing love, his amazing grace, and much, much, much more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Christ have for you and have for me. So amazing. Amen. Amen. So amazing.
So amazing.
To God be the glory. He had for us
a
born-again believer, that you become, in Christ Jesus. For greater he that sent me than he that sent the world, saints. For greater he that sent me than he that sent the world. Praise God. That's my introduction. Praise God. Now to get to the word. May Jesus go with us. When Jesus goes with us, let's stay connected to Jesus. What do you mean? Let's learn to stay connected to Jesus. When Jesus goes with us, no matter what you're going through, no matter what happens in life, no matter what business you have, no matter what your title is that you have, learn to stay connected to Christ no matter what happens in your life. Amen?
Amen.
And there is a new level of shift in Christ. What are you talking about? SHIPS, new level shift.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. What I'm talking about, build your ship, SHIP, with Christ.
Amen.
Learn to build your ship with Christ. Let me break it down to you. Build a good friendship, a friend that's there close to a brother, amen. Build a good relationship, have one-on-one relationship with Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Build a good fellowship. Ain't no ship like that fellowship with Christ. Amen. Build a good worship. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Have an intimate worship with Christ, relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. Get to the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Be alive in the Word of God. Know the Word of God. And meditate on it day and night. Amen.
Yes.
For we are his workmanship, ownership, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should what? Not labor in them, but we should walk in them, we should live in them, and we should have faith in them, praise God, from day to day. God ordained it for us to walk in that. Amen?
Amen.
So we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. You don't let, you're not saved just do it, not do anything. You say the work for the kingdom of God. You are saved to do the work God called, commanded to do, to minister, to go out and sign for ministry, to do the thing God commanded to do. Mm-hmm. Then we learn to walk in, then we learn to worship, then we learn to have relationships, then we learn to have fellowship in, and we learn to grow in the things of God from day to day. Amen. We are changed from glory to glory, praise God. From glory to glory.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God, it's found in Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, and we are ordained by God to walk in that. Instead of being limited by our own capacity and strength, praise God, we need to have his strength and his power is available to us through the word, through the Holy Spirit, praise mm-hmm. God. We can rely on God. We can trust in God. We can lean on him and rely on his word. And he works a mighty work in our life through his word and through his Holy Spirit. Each person is called by God, and he's called by God to be fully equipped for the work of the ministry, praise God. Amen. Wherever your talent may happen to be, God gave you full equipped for the work of the ministry. You are his workmanship in Christ. Amen. You learn to grow and develop. A slice of bread does no good on the table day after day. You'll go sell, we'll change color. So we had to work in Christ. We had to be about our Father's business. We had to do what God called, commanded to do. We had to stir that gift, amen, in our life, in our heart, in the power of the anointing upon our life to do what God called, commands to do for the glory of God. The life he has for us is beyond what we can imagine. Imagine that. And achieve on your own. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, you can't do nothing.
That's right.
Amen. You can't do nothing apart from the true vine. And Christ is that true vine. And he is the good shepherd of our life. The best part is he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will remain. And if you remain connected to him through every season, not some, every season of your life, every moment of our life, God will be right there with us to help us along the way. Amen. He said, he will not leave us, not forsake us. Learn to stay focused on God, and God will stay focused in your life, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Not only that, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
According to John 10:11. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, praise God. Amen. And Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, greater than ever before. More abundantly, life in him is more abundantly. Praise God, according to John 10:10, King James Version. More abundantly. God will give you more abundant in life. Amen. God not trying to keep it funny. He wants you to walk in him, walk in Christ, come to know him as your Lord and Savior. Come have a relationship with Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And have that abundant life from day to day flowing inside your heart, your mind. If it renew your mind, your heart through the faith of God. Stay connected with Christ Jesus. Become in fellowship with his word. Become more of a worship in the things of God. Amen. Learn to be a master builder in Christ and those things that he can build your ship upon, your relationship, your fellowship, your friendship, amen, your worship, and your workmanship, praise God, in the things of God. And God will mold shape you, and you make sure you see it done from beginning to end, and you learn to trust and obey him, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
When Jesus goes with us, number two, there is an abiding peace within. I said, when Jesus goes with us, there is an abiding peace within.
Amen.
It's a divine peace, praise God. It's a divine supernatural peace, not as the world gives it, but as God comes from God Almighty.
Amen.
Jesus is our Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
He is our peacemaker. Amen. And he is our abundance of peace according to the word of God. Amen. For the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight himself in the abundance of peace according to Psalm 37:11. God will give you that abundance of peace in Christ Jesus. Amen. As a disciple, as a believer, as a follower of Christ, we learn to know that believers with the things of God, standing in Jesus in the midst of our life, we can have that peace that Jesus wants us to have. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have that peace. Jesus said in the midst of a storm,
mm-hmm.
is a safer place to be is in Christ Jesus in the will of God. Amen. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're in the will of God. Praise God. That you're being obedient to the things of God.
Amen.
And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart, hallelujah, and mind through Christ Jesus. According
Amen.
To Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:7. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
If you are in the midst of a storm, right now, pray that God of peace will first calm your heart, amen,
mm-hmm.
and calm the waves around you in his time. And he will keep you in his perfect peace, whose mind you stay on him. Not on
amen.
Something else, but your mind you stay on him. Praise God. God will keep you in that perfect peace and keep you full and strengthen you when you're weak and make you strong, amen. And God's grace be sufficient and God's mercy be right there to help you push you along and go through that journey you're going through, go through the storm and come out victorious on the other side, praise God. He takes you through the storm and through the valley, and he be right there with you through it all, amen. I learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah for your word. A peace that can never be disturbed. What you talking about,
mm-hmm.
Well, the world didn't give it to you. You get it from Walmart, Amazon. The world didn't give it to you, and the world cannot take it away.
Amen.
You can do the supernatural peace. You can tell that through life circumstances, his divine peace is there with you, with the child of God.
Amen.
He will help you through. He will help you endure through the trial, through the testing, through the difficulty of life. Christ will be right there on by your side, praise God. He said, I will never leave you and never forsake you. Oh, what a Savior.
Amen.
Oh, what a Savior. He paid the price. He paid it all.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, what I say, all you have to do is walk in obedience, walk by faith and not by sight,
Amen.
Trust in his word, trust in him, through thick and thin, believe in his word, stand tall, be strong in him. According
Amen.
To John 14:27, take a stand in the things of God. Stand tall, according to the word of God, and be strong in him, in his might. Amen.
Amen.
According to the will of God for your life. Number three. There is an obligation to tell what we have seen. I said there is an obligation to tell what we have seen. So disciples on that road were talking to each other, and Jesus came up beside them, walked beside them, and said, "What's going on?" And when Jesus got through with them, and they came together, and he invited them to the home, and he blessed them, so forth, and breaking the bread, he gave to them. And then God gave revelation and knowledge, and then he vanished. But they knew without a doubt in their hearts and minds that that was Jesus speaking to them, and that was Jesus in the midst of them,
mm-hmm.
and there was a manifestation, a form of Christ right there beside them, and they went out and told the other disciples what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the word of God, you read the rest of the text, they tell you what happened. And they went and talked to the other, they went back to Jerusalem, about 7 miles from there, so they went back to Jerusalem, talked to the other disciples to let them know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they told what they had seen,
mm-hmm.
and they shared for their faith, and to share, and we do the same thing, share our testimony. God give you a great testimony, share, let other people be encouraged by it, let other people be built up by your word, your testimony, amen, to the glory of God. And not for you to keep that testimony and put it in a bottle of glass and put it in a book, for you to share it with other people so they can be encouraged by it, amen. The power of your word, your testimony is powerful, praise God, amen. So this is a testimony that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his son,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, for John 5:11. John 3:15, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We thank God for everlasting life through Jesus Christ, God's only begotten son, praise God. Keep the commandments of God, live a holy life, a righteous life, walk by faith, be led by the Spirit of God, be fed by the Spirit of God, and be filled by the Holy Spirit of God. He's our comforter, he's our guide. He's going to lead you, guide, direct us through the Spirit of God, amen. And he's going to be our strength, amen, in the time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to be content, amen. Learn to trust God, and learn to stand on his word, amen.
Amen.
And God will endure you through the storm and keep you strong and then you become victorious in that. You can be more than a conqueror and you'll be an overcomer throughout that victory out of the storm. Amen. Whether you are a boy or girl, single or married, Jew or Gentile, as you serve Christ in anticipation of his return, praise God, serve faithfully being a true believer, being a true disciple, and being a true servant to him in this world. That's what God left you here for. He left you here to do the work of the kingdom, praise God. He left you here to do the work of the kingdom and be a man or woman of God, do what God called for you to do, do what God has equipped you to do by his holy anointing, by his holy word, and by his Holy Spirit. God has designated certain things for you to do as a child of Most High God, amen? And we should walk in that, we should work in that to the glory of God, praise God, amen?
Amen.
We got some work to do, saints.
Yes,
Jesus soon come. We got some work to do.
Yes,
saints, you say we're going to work to Jesus come, praise God. We got some work to do to the glory of God, praise God. Number four, when Jesus go with us, there is a power beyond measure. I say when Jesus goes with us, there's a power. There's a power beyond measure. What kind of power? Divine power, praise God. Supernatural power. To empower the believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. Matthew 28:18. Let's go there. Let's go to Matthew 28:18. It's all over the word. We're going to start right there for the time being. Get that word. Matthew 28:18. Don't take my word. Take God's word. Take God his word, praise God. Believe him. Divine power. Amen.
Amen. Matthew 28:18.
Yeah.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying.
Who came?
Jesus came.
All right now.
All power.
All power. Not some power. All power.
All power. Amen. Yeah. Is given unto me.
My God.
In heaven and in earth.
What?
Heaven and earth. Amen.
Heaven and earth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Something's going on.
All power.
All power. Said, all power. Amen.
Amen.
All power.
Praise God.
And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. We got a job to do. Say teach all, he said some nations. All he said united nations. He said all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Verse 20. Mm-hmm. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am, I am with you
always.
Not sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You said, but sometimes you got to say about a friend. He said, always. You see a friend that don't show up at times. He said, always. Sometimes you got fake friends. But Christ said, always, even to the end of the world.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for a little Savior that be there from beginning to end, Alpha and Omega. Amen, praise God for that. We thank God for Christ, for him, great divine, mighty, divine power. Not only that, he don't keep to himself. According to Apostle Peter, he said, this divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him, who is called by his own glory and his goodness. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith, amen, the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Find that in the word of God. 2 Peter 1:3-8.
Amen.
Knowledge, self-control, persevere, godliness, mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. God says, don't you know he's still the true vine? He is the true vine of life. Christ is only saving me. You all will be productive, produce fruit. But you can't do nothing without me. But with me, you're going to be productive. You're going to always be effective. Never be ineffective. You're going to be effective as a child of the Most High God. Amen. As a soldier in arms. You'll be effective as a servant of the Most High God. So you can produce some fruit, praise God, because you're part of that true vine. And he is the true vine of life. Amen. With Christ in him, and you can't do all things in him. Without him, you can't do nothing. So we need to save that true vine. And we need to save with Christ, because we produce a mighty harvest toward the kingdom of God, for the things of God. And you will be able to see it flourish from day to day. God will do his part. His divine power that he has given us, but we must also do our part and make every effort to do what God calls and tells us, commands us to do, and equip us to do for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Every effort. Find an area in your life, in my life, to improve. Grow, faith, working by love. Stop a minute. The word of God, faith working by love. And it starts when? It starts today. Mm-hmm. Right now. Now, faith. It starts right now today, faith. Mm-hmm. For death and life are in the what? The power of the tongue. According to Proverbs 18:21. But speak life then. Speak life. Speak life to the glory of God. God's divine power. Amen. According to Matthew 10:8, God's divine power. He didn't keep it to himself. Jesus said, I can't use my life to have more abundance. Yeah. But he's not going to leave you powerless. He's going to leave you with power. Use the power in Jesus' name. According to Matthew 10:8. Amen. What did he say we do that power? He said, Jesus told them to tell us. Amen. He said, go. Mm-hmm. Six. According to 7:10, chapter 10, verse 7, Matthew 10:7. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. Heal the sick. Help the Lord. Cleanse the leper. Mm-hmm. Raise the dead. You see, like you have to go on today. Different kind of sickness. Cast out devils. That's still going on today. Freely you have received, praise God, hallelujah. And free you give. And then for the money. Ain't for the local. Ain't not for you to take it, put on a book. It's for you to freely give to build up the kingdom of God, for the family of God, and for edifying God's people as well. Amen? Mm-hmm. You pray, you take and pray, and you lay hands on sick and do all that as well. And God gave you power to do that. Amen? Mm-hmm. He gave you power to do those things God called, commanded, and do. He didn't leave you power. He left you with power, mm-hmm. with the power, and with the divine power, his word and spirit, and of his son, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
God give us that might power. We need to freely receive, freely we shall Amen. Give. Amen? To the glory of God. That lies in the heart of goodness and generosity in a godly life. Amen? You live a godly life. You don't live any kind of life. So you walk by faith, be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. For be led by the Spirit, not walking the Spirit, not in the flesh. Amen? To walk in the Spirit of God, be filled with the Spirit of God. Whatever God has done for you, do for others in Jesus' name. Freely you see, freely you give, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, divine power. We could go on and on talking about God's divine power. But in Genesis Revelation, edifying all the time, great. There's the power of God, amen. Power of God to save salvation, still saving people's souls, not to the power of God, how he were, the power of his blood, Jesus' blood. And your power in the Holy Spirit. But admit it and receive him. Quote the word of God. For admit and receive him, to them gave he power to become what? To become sons of God. Sons and daughters of God. Sons of God. To them that believe on his what? On his shirt, coattail, no. On his name. Mm-hmm. Believe in his name, according to John 1:12-17. Amen. If you believe on the name of Jesus Christ, receive him as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sin, you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become a child of God, a son of God, amen, according to the word of God, amen. You become a son before you were not a son, before you were alienated from God, before you were separated because of sin, but now through Christ Jesus, through his blood, through the word of God, you become a child, a son of the Most High God, amen. The Most High God. And what a blessing, what a joy. You have to know that. I get joy when I think about it. What he had done for me. I get joy. I think about what I used to be. But praise God for the Holy Word. Amen. Praise God for that transformation of his word in our life. For those who receive it by faith and you believe it. Amen. Because you are saved by grace. Amen. And thank God for God's dispensation of his grace. Amen. According to John 17. John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Came by Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for that grace. Thank God for that truth. Amen. Of God, holy divine word, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. You don't know the word begotten anymore. He's born again. Born of a woman, virgin woman. Begotten of the Father, full of what? Here we go again. Full of grace and truth. Praise God. Through Jesus Christ, grace and truth came by him, not no one else. Mm-hmm. Amen. He was no other name but the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God for his holy word, his Holy Spirit. He is our true light, the light of every man that comes into the world. He is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, praise God, amen.
Yes.
Thank God for that. Thank God for his word. Thank God for who he is, praise God. We are never without the riches of God's grace. Let me say that again. We are never believers, man, in Christ. We are never born again believers. We are never without the riches of God's grace and mercy, love and power to meet the needs of others. Praise God. Amen. God be the glory. Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God unto salvation." There's the power again. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, whosoever they come. To the Jews first, Jesus told them to go to the Jews of Israel first, and then to the Gentiles, to the Greeks, and also to the Greeks. And therefore is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, praise God. And it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. We thank God for that word. It's found out in Romans 1 and 16, I believe. Romans 1 and 16. I think you found that word there about that. Amen. Praise God. My friend, turn and make sure. Okay. Romans, book of Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The book of Romans. Praise God. Praise God. Romans 3rd chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 16 days.
Well, I am not ashamed.
There we go.
Romans 1 and 16.
Amen. Praise God.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
For it is the power of God.
The power of God.
Salvation.
My God.
To everyone that believes.
Everyone.
To the Jew first.
Uh-huh.
And also to the Greek.
My God, my God. It's
amen.
The power of God, man. It's the power of God. The power of God deliver us from sin, praise God, and still deliver people from sin. The power of God, amen. The power of the blood, the power of the word, the power of Christ is the power of God, and has done that for our life, amen. And continue to do that today, this very day, still. Jesus' blood doesn't lose power. God's word doesn't lose power, praise God. His spirit doesn't lose power. His word doesn't lose power. So learn to stay connected with Christ, amen.
Amen.
Learn to stay connected with Jesus. When Jesus goes with us, stay connected with him. Amen. Have divine peace abiding in you. Be filled with his divine power, praise God, hallelujah. For the kingdom business of God and for the kingdom mission that God signed for us to do. Go into the world. Amen. Count yourself as blessed of God and inherited to his kingdom. When the Father delights in you, you can count on all joy, praise God. Let you abide in Christ and let his word abide in you.
Amen.
As long as we remain on earth, this is saying, as long as we remain on earth, we shall be faithful at whatsoever the Lord give us to do. Serve with humility and gladness of heart, praise God. That is God's word for you on today. Learn to be submitted unto him, and God will work out in your life no matter what's going on, what you're going through. He will work things out for you to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'd love to be able to hear from you tonight. Ah, hallelujah, praise God. I'm seeing a little bit of technical difficulty. We are back, people. We are back, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not going to let the enemy come in and try to steal this away. No, he's not. If, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. If Jesus Christ has walked with you, if he's gone with you, if he is with you, and you know that he has made a difference in your life because of his presence, press 1 on your dial pad and share with us. We'd love to be able to hear from you tonight, praise God. We'd love to be able to hear from you tonight. Lord, I can tell you that Jesus Christ has made a difference in my life. Praise God. Oh, yes, simply because of his presence. I would not want to be without him. Yes, Lord. We have a caller tonight. Praise God. Caller 0400, Mother Gallo, go right ahead, please.
I was a little concerned. I didn't hear y'all for a while. But
yes,
I know Jesus. He walks with us. You know, when Pastor Jasper was saying how they were walking with Jesus and they didn't even realize they had him with them.
That's right.
You know, and I think sometimes that is what happens with us, or some people, I should say, not realizing that Jesus said he'd never leave you. He never forsake you. He would always be with you. And he is so close, if you just open your mouth and whisper unto him or talk to him, he's right there listening and waiting. So I just thank God, yes, for a relationship with him. And I'm in the ship. I'm in the ship, Pastor. All right. Very good word. Very good word.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Gallo. Yes, yes, yes. That we are in the ship. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a blessing to be in the ship, because when Jesus is in the ship, hallelujah, you have no worries at all. You can rest easy. Hallelujah. There's that, as Pastor Jasper was ministering tonight, that song that the elders used to sing of, I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me all along my pilgrim journey. Oh, yes. I just want Jesus to walk with me. Hallelujah. Because when he walks with me, oh, my God, he makes all the difference in the world. Oh, yes. He makes all the difference in the world. There's nothing and no one better to walk with than walking along and allow and having Jesus to be in your presence and Jesus going with you. Is there another tonight, praise God, anyone else that would like to share in this? We're talking about when Jesus goes with you. Praise the Lord. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. And if there is one that doesn't know this Jesus that we're talking about, we would welcome you to join in relationship, as Pastor Jasper says, stay connected with him. And all you have to do is just simply accept him and believe upon him and receive him in your heart. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we just believe upon the Lord Jesus, confess him with our mouth, that and believe him with our heart and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. He's made salvation as easy that even a little child can understand. So simply just say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Come into my heart. Take control of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray just that simple prayer, my brother or my sister, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. To God be the glory. The angels of heaven are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing right along with them. We give God all the praise. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everyone, hallelujah, that has tuned in tonight. We pray that you go forth and have a wonderful week and allow Jesus, hallelujah, to go with you wherever you may go. We love you, and to God be all the glory. Have a blessed night.
God bless.
God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God.